Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm so excited about our featured speaker today, my good friend Margaret Bartsch. Margaret owned her own employment agency for 7 years prior to joining Mary Kay. Working Mary Kay part-time around her husband and her one-year-old son, Austin, she earned her very first career card just 6 months after joining by working 10 hours per week. She quickly realized the opportunity for an executive income and became a sales director just 8 months after holding her first Mary Kay appointment. Margaret earned her first pink Cadillac 1 year to the month of holding her very first Mary Kay party and has had a new pink Cadillac ever since for 2 years or more. You're driving the Escalade now, Margaret?
I am. I'm in the Escalade, so it is
yeah.
3 years.
That's our Cinderella ride, isn't it?
Yes.
So has the average woman in America made $37,000 last year? Margaret's first full year in Mary Kay way back in 1994-95 was over $57,000. Her second year was over $70,000, and for the past 14 years, she has earned over a six-figure income, and the past 5 years, close to $200,000 a year. She achieved every new goal as a new director, from Fab 50s, Rookie of the Year, in the entire Ruby Go-Give area, number one director in her debuting class, where she was flown by Mary Kay back to Dallas to teach the new directors. That's a huge honor. Margaret achieved the $300,000 unit club in her first 8 months of being a sales director and has been recognized every year in the Circle of Achievement or the Circle of Excellence. She has earned many, many carats of diamonds and has traveled all over the world, paid for by Mary Kay, Rome, Venice, Milan, and Florence, Italy, Montreal and Interlaken, Switzerland, Copenhagen, Denmark, Salzburg and Vienna, Austria, British Isles, Channel Islands, Wales, Dublin, Ireland, Hawaii twice, a cruise to Bermuda, Stockholm, Sweden, St. Petersburg, Russia, Tallinn, Estonia, Christchurch, New Zealand, Sydney, Australia, Greek Isle cruise, and in September, she went to Beijing, China with all the national sales directors and the top directors this year for the 50th anniversary celebration of a lifetime. Margaret debuted as a national sales director just 8 years after debuting as a sales director. Margaret lives in Cumming, Georgia, and has been married to Ashley for 27 years and has a son, Austin, who is 20 and a junior at the University of Georgia. And she also has a daughter, Alexis, who is 16 and a junior in high school. Please help me welcome my good friend, Margaret Bartsch.
Thank you, Cindy. And Cindy, I just have to tell you, thank you so much for putting this group together, and what a blessing it has been. And I have not missed one phone call, listening to one phone call. I've listened to the playback and just lots of notes. And I just want to tell you what a blessing that this has been, that this put on your heart and reaching out to the Nationals has been such a great thing for everyone. And I just want to thank you, and just, I know your area knows this, but you are such an amazing leader, and I know that you lead, you love the Lord and you lean into his guidance in your steps, and one of the most godly women that I know. And so I just want you to know that I just honor you and respect you so very much, and just a woman of God and, a leader who leads for all the right reasons. So you are very loved and respected, Cindy. So, and also, I'm excited to share with everyone, and just want to applaud the women who have been on the call every single week. We've listened to every single speaker. Do you guys understand what a blessing that is and the gifting that that is to have the nuggets of information from the top of Mary Kay? So if you have missed 1 week, I encourage you to go back, because you missed a nugget, that there's not 1 week that has happened that there hasn't been something that you went, oh, that was so good. So make sure you take the time to go back, invest that time to be better, invest that time to listen to the leaders that have gone before you. So it's December, so I want you to know that it doesn't matter if it's December, that you can do this. So regardless of where you're at, you can do this. It's just how you think, because anything is possible. And as we look at, Nehemiah in 52 days, what he accomplished, that it really is, it's where is our vision? Is our vision in all the things why it couldn't happen, or is our vision why it can happen? Earning that Cadillac, we've got all the parties at leadership. There's tracking unit clubs. There's, on-target national courts. There's so many things to work for this month, but we've got to look at where is our vision. Is it in the why not? Or is it, you know, is it at the place that we look at and go, okay, I can do this? Because we have to remember who is with us. And when we look at that, we know that we can do anything. So we've really got to make sure that our focus is in the right place. And I'm doing the Bible study of Gideon. And that's really what it is about, is Gideon looked at, you know, who was with him, because he was surrounded by armies and many more people than opposing army was much bigger. But he remembered who was with him, and he went into battle, and God affirmed him that it would be done. So you really just got to think about, you know, where is your focus, and are you willing to do the work? Because just praying harder is not going to do it. That is not what God tells us, to just pray harder. He tells us to pray and to work. He sends his people out. So we have got to go work. And so anything is possible if you are willing to work for it. So let's talk about that Cadillac, that there's so many who are wrapping up that Cadillac this month, and you know, others who maybe this is the month that you're looking at going, okay, I am going to do Cadillac production. I am going to set myself up for a strong next quarter to finish that Cadillac. But let's look for a moment. I know each national sales director has talked about that Cadillac and emotionally what that has meant. And so I sat for a moment and I thought about, you know, getting that call that the Cadillac was in, and that anticipation of the day that you got to go pick up your very first pink Cadillac. And can you hardly stand it? I mean, what a day that was. And driving, I remember driving my red Grand Am to the dealership, and my husband, Ashley, he beat me there. And, you know, I was walking up, and they always showcase that pink Cadillac. And, you know, I heard him saying, there's my wife, you know, there's my wife. And he was so proud. There are no words to describe, you know, the pride in his eyes of, you know, this accomplishment and what it meant to us and what it meant to our family. And sitting in that Cadillac, and I looked up and he had tears in his eyes. He was so proud of that accomplishment because it was the elite of Mary Kay. He knew the hard work that had gone behind that and rallying the women, and he knew the women. So you can't beat those moments. What happened in that moment is my dream went from a little dream to a big dream, and that big dream was passed to my family because of that next step. So what about the drive through the neighborhood the very first time you pick up your Cadillac? I mean, can you imagine that, and your neighbors, and, you know, you pulling into your driveway, and, you know, you're almost feeling like that you're in a parade, that you should be waving out the window, and you just want to scream that this is my pink Cadillac. I mean, don't discount those moments and what that means and the emotions, not only for you but your family and for your unit. You know, putting 1,000 miles on that car the first couple of weeks because all you wanted to do was drive. You couldn't think of enough places to go to. You were willing to go anywhere, work anywhere, just so you could drive that pink Cadillac. Or what about pulling up to that first success night, the very first success night with the pink Cadillac parked outside, knowing that every consultant was going to walk in, that every guest was going to walk in. And that is, you know, that is the epitome of success in Mary Kay, is people always want to see that pink Cadillac, you know, that you're so excited you could just about pee your pants. What about counting the minutes until the first person asks you? So when you tell them you do Mary Kay, what's the first question they always ask you is, do you drive a pink Cadillac? And I remember thinking, I can't wait for someone to ask me that question. And I finally get to say, yes, it's parked outside. Or the first back home. Think about that. If your family lives away from you, driving that pink Cadillac the very first time back home for your family to see, and everyone coming out and looking at it, and them going, wow, you know, you did it, that this really is a career for you. Or what about that first high school reunion you get to go back to and pull up in that pink Cadillac? And it was exciting. I went back to my high school reunion, and there were three of us from my high school class that were driving pink Cadillacs. Or, you know, pulling into driveways and making sure that, you know, you coach your consultant to run to the window with her guest to see the pink Cadillac. So it isn't just a car. It's a game changer forever. You know, it changed the belief in myself. It changed my family's belief in me and Mary Kay. and it gave my unit a sense of pride that you really can't put into words. There is no way to describe the pride that your unit gets from having a sales director that drives a pink Cadillac. So it isn't an option. If you want to be impactful at that next level, it's that big of a deal to get in your pink Cadillac. So I truly believe that we have to stop talking like Mary Kay, like earning a pink Cadillac is difficult, because 16,000 wholesale per month over a six-month time period is not difficult. I think it absolutely can be earned earlier than that. So we have to stop acting like it is a big deal, and it's what we say to ourselves. If we tell ourselves, oh, that's so hard, then of course we see it as hard. But, you know, really, Mary Kay, if we look at it, Mary Kay isn't a secret. It's a strategy. Earning a Cadillac isn't a secret. It's a strategy. So we have to stop the shortcuts and look at, okay, what do we have to do to get this done? So, again, Mary Kay, earning a Cadillac isn't a secret. It's a system, and are you willing to work so you can experience the influence at a higher level? Because I know so many talk about that, I know I'm called to make a difference. I really want to have a voice and pour into other women, but do you do the work to get to that next level, whether it's Cadillac, whether it's half million, whether it's executive senior? You know, are you ready to take your influence to the next level? So, again, to have these calls on a weekly basis and all the notes that I've taken. But I just want to reflect back on a couple of things because, you know, as we've had 8 weeks of national sales directors sharing with us, that this is a moment that I hope you take a moment and look at it and go, what have I done with 8 weeks training? What have I done with that? Is it been a call that you truly have looked for education and applied it? Or has it become a motivational call that you go, oh, that was a great call, I'm so excited, hang up, and then continue doing the same thing? That's the definition of insanity. So what we have to look at are, have we made the adjustments that we have needed to make based on the education that we have gotten? So some of the things that everybody has talked about is numbers. You know, have you adjusted your numbers to get the goal that you are looking for? Because if we don't adjust that one thing, then it doesn't matter what else we do. It doesn't matter what someone shares, that it's not going to happen, that we have to look at our numbers and make those adjustments. Have you looked at your target market for your unit and their prospects and your prospects? Have you started working towards the ultimate unit? Are you firm that building 10 reds are a key piece in building a powerful unit? And have you started promoting red in your unit like you have never promoted it before? Are you clear that you have to have 75 people in your unit before you not meddle every single month? That you are the key person in your unit and that working as a sales director is really just one day a week? Are you clear on that? Do you know how to build pearls, because we've given you the how-tos already? Do you know how to build stars? That has been given already. Kim McClure did a great job with that. You know, do you understand the importance of scripts and getting those in the hands of your unit and how easy that is with technology today? Do you understand the power of being a finisher and just not a talker? That it is integrity with yourself, it's integrity with your unit, that it's integrity with God. You know, if we're going to speak it, then it is so important to go walk it out and be a finisher. Do you understand that anything is possible? I loved all the success stories, and just like Cindy sharing this morning about the girl who finished directorship in 6 weeks and did over and above, you know, didn't come in at minimums. That, you know, big things can happen in a very short time. That we heard about, you know, Ari was talking about the year they did a million, that they were on target for 300,000 at leadership conference. We heard about becoming a national in 3 years. We heard about directors earning a Cadillac in 3 months. Do you hold on to those stories, or do you think, well, that's for them, that's not for me? It is for you. It's in belief. Holding 12 to 15 events monthly creates powerful recruiting. And these are all things we've covered. Did you pay attention? Have you written this stuff down? Have you figured out what couple of things that you're going to act on? That 10 new a month isn't powerful growth, but it takes 15 to 25 per month to have that real, true momentum growth in a unit. that it's vision and it's time to raise our bar of expectation. That directorship position is an amazing, it is such an amazing position that changes lives. And we can't ever forget, you know, the power and the influence that goes with putting that suit on. I found some training that I did as a brand new sales director, and that was how I started my training was, oh my gosh, you know, to be in this room with the sales directors, and what a humbling moment that was. And I thought, do we remember that? Do we know the influence that this position holds and that people watch us all the time? They watch what we say, and our impact into their lives and pouring into others is huge. And that leaders are recruiters. Leaders are recruiters. Jamie did a great job talking about that. And follow-up. Follow-up needs to be on purpose. Yvonne Lemon did a great job in that. Follow-up has to be on purpose. You know, have you evaluated that and made those adjustments? And what about accountability? Accountability is desired for those who truly want to grow. And for those who run from accountability, they just want to talk. They just want to talk about success but not back it up with the work that goes with it. What about getting help? Do you have help in place? And I'm going to talk about that in more detail because help comes before the growth. We've got to have our systems in place. And what I think is fun is I found a DIT notebook of all my training as I was a new director at Director's Training Week. And I want you to know that I was one of the last people to come through that Mary Kay actually taught my new director training. And so what I wanted to do is share some things with you that she said so that we can evaluate our solid foundation that we're building for our business. I want you to take a look at this and hear what Mary Kay told us as new directors, how to set up a foundation of success. So it's a great checkup of looking at our foundation and go, am I building and have I built a foundation that I need to build? So this is straight from Mary Kay. So hold 8 parties the first week of every month to start your momentum. 8 parties your very first week. She told us how she recruited 17 people in a week. And what a priority that is as a sales director, that recruiting is a priority for a sales director. And so I love that she talked about her personal responsibility as she's building the business and recruiting 17 people and the importance of that. She told us to hold 20 qualified parties in a month. And a qualified parties, we really don't talk about that as much anymore. But Mary Kay didn't say just go put product on faces and count it. It didn't count in Mary Kay unless it was qualified how Mary Kay set it up. And qualified is $100 in sales and 3 people present. So she said have 20 qualified parties every single month. And she said for your first 4 months of being a sales director, that is non-negotiable. And so think about that. What would happen in your business if you held 20 qualified parties every single month for 4 months? What would happen in your business? She taught us to treat the 15th of the month like the end of the month. She said you're working for that very first paycheck, and if you treat the month in 2 end of the months, you'll always work harder because you'll work harder in a stretch. She talked about having $1,000 weeks and building consultants to have $1,000 weeks. So I love that Mary Kay's bar was very high. She said to never recognize under $300 weeks at a success night, ever. And I think that is something as I travel around that we need to share and remind sales directors to never recognize below that, because you'll never develop consultants who will work at a higher level. So she said, I can't teach people to build this business and make money if I'm promoting less than 300. She said, talk to 20 people in an hour when making phone calls. She said she kept a fake doorbell on her desk when calls were just going on and on. She said, my time was so valuable. That is what I had to do, is I had to make sure that I was tracking my time. She told us to get help in our office. We don't do penny jobs. She said, maintain the image of our company and do not wear pants to success night. Hello, I think some of us needed to hear that today. She talked to us. Can someone star 6? We hear some funny noises in the background. So she told us $8,000 per month should be from our personal team. So look at your personal team production and look at that, that Mary Kay herself said build $8,000 minimum per month should be from your personal team. So Mary Kay was a smart businesswoman, and she never intended for women to be in Mary Kay as sales directors and not make money, to hit and miss production. She wanted us to be at a level of influence that we could talk about our income and our lifestyle and the choices that Mary Kay gives us. So if you're, let's talk about if you're going to grow your business. So we talked about, you know, we've got the national sales directors we learned from over the last 8 weeks. We've heard what Mary Kay had to say, and I hope you go back and listen to this recording and look at your foundation. So let's stop and really sit on a couple areas, and one is if you're going to grow your unit, it is important to get help in your office, that you have to delegate. It's very important. If you don't understand the priority of delegation, it will be hard to move up because you will be doing things that won't make a difference. So how many hours should you have? A new director should have someone in her office one day a week. And what I'm sharing with you is from Million Dollar Director Kristen Rogers Sharp. And she did one of the top directors on a top trip just surveyed the directors to find out their journey and how many hours that they had, because she wanted to be able to teach her directors in her future national area how much help they should have. So she said a new director one day a week, 6 to 8 hours needed. A premier club, 8 to 10 hours per week, so that person came 2 times a week. A Cadillac director should have 15 to 20 hours 3 times per week. A trip director has someone 30 hours 4 times per week. And a million-dollar director has someone in their office 5 days a week, and it's a 40-hour-a-week job. So today we have opportunities to have virtual and in-home, and so I think, and I have both. I think it's important to have both. So I want you to remember that the assistant always comes before growth. So if you're thinking that I'll wait until I need an assistant, then you probably won't ever need one, that you've been talking about that for a while. So get the help in place. All right, let's talk about belief. Belief is critical. Don't listen to those who say it can't be done, because, yes, it can. Your unit will believe you as much as you believe yourself. So put your goal out there constantly, that Cadillac. Put it out there. Be talking about it. Measure it, track it, talk it, breathe it, work it. People know if you're blowing smoke or really on a mission to hit the goal that you have talked about. A director who leads her unit in a way that she believes it is going to speak with confidence and passion and belief and an attitude of whatever it takes. So be in the field, lead the way for your unit, because you will speak from a different place. And so I had to tune out the doubters that were in my space, especially earning that very first Cadillac, being a brand new unit and having to do production in the 20s back-to-back months, that there were people who were around me that just did not believe it, and you could tell. So I had to tune those people out. So if you have people around you who are making you question, just tune them out. Don't believe it. So you can do this. So you have to work hard, and you have to be convicted. And remember, God put it on your heart, not someone else's, that, you know, when we're doubting and we're frustrated, those are the moments that I think people want to pull away, and it's so important. And in those moments that you reach up, to your mentor, you reach up to your senior, to your national, and don't retreat, because it's in those moments of retreating that we have those wrong voices going through our heads. So make sure that you reach up and stay in the space of people who do believe in you and can pour into you. So also understand that short-term sacrifice, that it is a short-term sacrifice, and it's important that you carry the vision. So as I talked about, you know, the vision, that you've got to think about, who did God give the vision to? Did he give it to you or your unit? Did he give it to you or your husband? And there were times in my journey that even with my husband that I had to carry that journey or carry that vision. And God already knew my obstacles. He knew my weaknesses, but he put that dream in my heart for Cadillac, you know, for Trip, for national sales director. And there's a story that I'm going to share with you that I'll never forget. That is when we were in Rome on a top sales director's trip, and my husband and I were overlooking Rome as the sun set, and he looked at me and he said, thank you for doing it anyway when I made it difficult. And that was my affirmation that God gave me that vision. I knew why it was important to move forward, and I knew it was important that I move my business to the next level because God knew that there was a layoff coming, you know, for my husband. So God knew the future. So it is so important to remember that vision he gave to you, and you have to walk it out. And success does come with a price. It's pay now and play later, or play now and pay later. But you will pay. Growth comes in the stretch. Growth for you and your unit will bring out the best in others. So when you set a big goal, you have to stretch and know that everybody wins. Everybody wins when we stretch. And so looking at projecting production, and I think that, you know, as a sales director, that most of us already know how to do that. But are we really on purpose every single month? That, you know, today is December 2nd. So have you put the time in? You know, did you know your plan, you know, before today, or are you just getting around to it? It's important to be planned. It's important to project that, you know, you sit down and go, how many new consultants do I want this month? What am I projecting their production to be? How many will be personal? How many personal recruits will I have? And what will my personal team production be? Pearls, who is earning pearls? And based on, you know, who is on target market is how I'm going to base my production. And so it's important that you look when you're building pearls with your consultants, it's important to take a look at that. And spend your time in that target market reproducing what you want to reproduce. And for the women who are treating it as a hobby and you know, maybe not working it at that level that they should, then those are the ones that I'm going to mentor to earn their pearls by bringing guests to meetings that I'm not going to be out in the field working with them. So working with your red, teach them to project production. Even someone who has a team of two, it's important to teach them to project production. So sitting down with someone who's got two team members and telling her that you're going to teach her to think like a leader, and you know, could she and her team do 1,500 in production this month, and teach her to, you know, work with her team, or someone who's got four team members, but you don't think she's quite ready for that on-target car production, that maybe she's at 3,000. So break your red into teams and give them a goal. Give them something to shoot for. Because it's a proven fact that if we don't have a goal, we'll take whatever we get. But if you teach your red, okay, her team, they're going to do 1,000. This group's going to do 2,000. These three, they're working on 3,000. So break your red down. Give them a goal. Teach them to think like an on-target car driver before they ever get there. So you want to break down, you know, who will be on target, who will be in DIQ, who is tracking star consultant. What about your consistency club, finding a place for them to win at 200, 400, 600? What about your T's? Have your assistant calling your T's. You know, are they getting the lookbooks? What about a special promotion? In December, there's always a special promotion that we're going to run special, you know, for just the month of December. A lot of you probably have that in place. If you don't, take a look at it because that's a month that you're going to need a little bit more. So individual challenges, don't hesitate to give some individual challenges to some people that, you know, what is it that you think that they want? Give them a challenge to do it. Let people know the goal that you have because women will stretch because they want to be part of a winning team. So if they know that you are going for the Cadillac and how far you have to go, there should be weekly emails. There should be phone calls being made. It should be a team effort push, because if we don't let our team know or our unit know, what will happen is the win becomes ours. That if they feel that they're a part of it, they're going to be excited. So those updates should be going nonstop. So let people know the goal and where you're at and the updates, and don't feel like it's just your Cadillac, because that is small thinking. Because that pink Cadillac we've already talked about, that takes you to the next level. All right, so the next point is be clear on your bar or you will work all areas that aren't relevant. That it's very important to understand what makes a difference in our business, because if we aren't clear on what is worth our time and what we will work for, then it's easy to well, it's a recipe for failure. It's very important to understand where you should be relevant. So it's important that we understand doing debuts for star consultants, you know, doing our first parties for star consultants. If they don't come in as a star, letting that recruiter step up to the plate, unless it's a target market person that you feel that you do want to reproduce and know who she knows. So work with your target market. Do in-person interviews with your target market and coach the non-target market to bring guests to their meetings. Again, everything is not black and white in Mary Kay. There are gray areas. You have to decide if there's a gray area to work in. But what I'm talking about is the rule that, you know, it's for you to pause and take notice and go, okay, do I drive 2 hours for someone who has no inventory and isn't going to get inventory? And so you got to think about that. Isn't working at the level that you want her to work? Think about, do you go and work in that area? Because we can't be all to everybody. We have to work with those who are working. So, and there's those that we do have that gut feeling about, I've driven 4 hours before just to build an area with someone I just had a feeling about. So, you know, please know that there are gray areas. So build pockets. It's very important to build 5 pockets in your business. So it's whether it's taking a map and going, I'm going to build these 5 areas, get consultants up and going. And that is from Cheryl Steinman, National Sales Director Cheryl Steinman. She taught me early on in my career, always have 5 areas, because that is 5 queens. That is when one area, for example, one has a snowstorm, maybe your area in Florida is still working. You know, do break a state contest so that you have other areas working. Ask people, who do you know in Arizona? Who do you know in Florida? Who do you know in Michigan? You know, run those contests so you have people working, you know, all over the United States. But you should always have 5 active areas working. Go get in the field with your people. I think it's very important that we don't try to build a business and build leaders over the phone. It's important to get in the field with your people, because what that does is it creates relationships that when the going gets hard, they'll stay with you because you've built a relationship and they love you and they care about you and they know you care about them, that when the going gets tough, they'll hang in there. But if we don't have relationships with those key people that we're working on, the going gets tough, they quit because they don't feel they have anything to lose. So I bet any sales director who's on this phone, in the moments that it's been hard that you wanted to quit, you wouldn't quit for the relationships. So it takes you through the hard times. So get in the field, know your people. Hands-on training is the best training. You know, it's interesting to me that, you know, I'll hear directors not want to drive across town to do an interview. You know, I would drive 4 hours for a target market person to do interviews for the day and drive back. So when I didn't just drive and hope people showed up, but I invested the time to get the names of the people that we're going to interview, to confirm those interviews by making those phone calls ahead of time and thanking them so much and letting them know that I'll be driving over that day. So I did the prep work to make sure that my time was going to be relevant. So, you know, again, build those 5 pockets. And get in the field with your key people. Qualify the interviews that you do. You know, don't just tell someone to schedule interviews for their pearls. It's very important. Do you know who you're going to interview? I look at the list and I decide who they're going to get their pearls with. I don't want to interview, you know, Grandma, you know, Beth. I want to have the key people from their list. So I will pick out who we interview with. I coach on how to get those interviews, or maybe you even have to pick up the phone yourself and get those interviews scheduled by saying, you know, hi, Stacy, this is Margaret Barge. I am Tina's mentor in Mary Kay, and I asked her to make a list of the sharpest 3 women that she knows, and she put you down as one of the sharpest women that she knows and loves as someone who would help her with your training. Do you have 25 minutes that you could help? Because I'm mentoring Tina, and I'm going to teach her to share some information. So she thought that you would help her out, and you were someone that she just said was so sharp. So scheduling those interviews, if they're not getting the interviews, you get them. You know, and putting that time in and calling the guests ahead of time. You know, are you, you know, calling guests ahead of time? You can even have your assistant call guests ahead of time. Get that information So you don't show up to your meeting and go, well, nobody was here this week. Did you put the time in to either you or your assistant calling those guests and thanking them so much for coming and helping so-and-so meet her goal, and that you will have a special gift for them? Because that prep work that we do will ensure the time that we invest is relevant, instead of just crossing our fingers and hoping that, that people show up. And of course, recruiting in person is so much higher, and those relationships are built. What I find is if you recruit women in person, they'll show up for new consultant training. When they're all over the phone, we have a small percentage that actually show up because there's no relationship. You're just a voice over the phone. So very important. Get in the field face-to-face. That is how, you know, we built this company, is face-to-face. And, you know, the conference calls are great. They are. And people out of town, it's great. And but look at your target market, local people you can be in the field with. Be in the field with them. And get on airplanes if you feel that that person is someone who wants to move. Get in your car. You know, again, I've traveled my entire career. I have gotten in my car or gotten on an airplane to work with key people. So ask yourself, have I done that? You know, have I really looked at the people in my unit and spent the time pouring into them and building them? And, of course, working with 10 people at the top all the time. And when you have 15 to 25 new recruits coming in, or a minimum of 10 is small growth, but you always have people to work with. So when someone sits down, you've always got someone else to work with. What that does is that keeps the business fun. If you've got low numbers recruiting, this business can get weary. It can get hard. It can get difficult. So key people and new people will keep you energized and will keep you focused. All right, inventory talks. Our inventory talks should be solid. It should be solid. That any time in my career, I don't care what the economy looked like, I've never had a problem bringing in star consultants because of my belief and my passion for women to start this business with an inventory. And if they can't, do you have a solid plan for them to work in getting that 600 in very quickly and turning it and turning it and turning it, that not just walking away going, oh, she can't get inventory, that it is really having them investigate avenues to get inventory. And if they absolutely can't, do you get them working in the field immediately? The inventory talk should be immediate. It's the very next step. That it's always interesting to me when I hear sales directors say, well, I set up her debut before they've even talked inventory. Then what I watch happen is they sell product at that debut, and then that ends up being their very first order. So that step is very, very important that you do it and you make it quickly, because really that's the second decision, and that's going to tell me how I'm going to work with her. All right, new consultant orientation. I think this needs to be rock solid, because what I have found, again, that our new consultant orientation will determine, do people show up for training? Do people get vested? Do they know what to expect? That we have to tell people these steps to success. Women want a coach and not just a cheerleader. Tell them what is expected to be successful. Stop being afraid to talk about the work. So you want to talk about what it takes, but you talk about the lifestyle, that you remind people of the lifestyle and the choices that Mary Kay have given you, and understanding that, you know, their why. People don't want another job, but they will work Mary Kay for a lifestyle. So be really clear on that. And new consultant orientation, I think it's so important that we tell them how to communicate with us. That, you know, I teach them, call me three times that week, that it's, or every single week for 6 weeks. And the reason is because you're going to have some ups and some downs. And it's very important that when you have great things happen, that you're going to share those with me. When you have things that, you know, you're disappointed in, that you share those with me, that we can walk through. So for three times a week for 6 weeks, it's important that you call me, and I'll give you a gift every single week that you do that. So I want you to think about why we would do that. The reason is that there's one of us and there's many of them, and if we can get those messages, we know their heartbeat, we know how they're feeling. And I tell them it's so important to reach up to me and not just pouring all the negative into your husband, because our husbands want to protect us. That it is very important that they reach up to me, because I can walk them through that. And, you know, if our husband is our protector, then when we have things that frustrate us and disappoint us, what happens is they want to remove that. But this is the dream that's been put on your heart, so I can walk you through that. I've been there. I've done that. So I talk about that. You know, your assistant will take those phone calls, write those messages down, and then you can call them back. So it's very important, but you teach them to communicate with you. We talk about attitude is 99% of this business, and you walk them through the emotional cycles that they go through. It's very important to do that. And then I tell them that if you're in a phase of your business that you're disappointed, you have to say, Margaret, I need you to call me ASAP, that and I'm having a tough day, and I will call you and remind you of your reason to work through this. So, again, communication. I talk about dress, that I think that we have to teach women our culture in Mary Kay and why Mary Kay said it's important not to wear pants to success night and the difference of an image of a business. And I tell them that our unit is, you know, a top unit in Mary Kay, and or you can even say it's up and coming or a future Cadillac unit in Mary Kay, and people know us by how we talk and our positive attitudes and by our image, that when they see us at success nights, that our unit always can count on walking in and people dress professionally. So you set up what you expect. And the importance of coming to success nights, that success nights aren't mandatory, but it's a huge piece of your success. So who has children playing sports and you know, be like the child who would show up to one practice a month and then get in the game and strike out and then wonder, why am I striking out? Or would we even let a child miss practice all but one time a month? Absolutely not, because we know you've got to show up to go up. And we know that we've got to practice to get better. We've got to show up to success nights to get the inspiration, the education. So those things are taught, that our success night equips you to be successful and to deal with anything in your business. You get the training, so sell that right up front. And I tell them that, you know, that is that I've never seen anyone move up in Mary Kay without attending their success nights, that those are critical pieces. So tell them what it takes to be successful, that, you know, this the Mary Kay saying, if you miss one meeting, you're dead, two, you're dying, three, in Mary Kay, heaven. And you take your dream with you. So come to success night. You know, be clear on that. Write it in your schedule right now. And teach them to show up on time. And the reason that's important, and to show up on time with their guests and being prepared. I mean, I won't go through all that with you, but teach them to be very, very on purpose. And, you know, casting vision. I think that, and I hear women go, gosh, Margaret, I'm not very good at vision casting. And I think, you know, we can say that when we're brand new, but when we are seasoned directors, we have events, we have CDs. I have sat at the feet of so many women over the years. That is how I have gotten better, that as a brand new director, I would record Kathy Helou. As a brand new director, I would record Cheryl Steinman. So, and then make it my own. But I sat at the feet of women, and you can learn how to vision cast. It is a skill, so we have to be great vision casters. A new consultant training, I'm going to go back to this, that I will talk to them about making sure they give me 1 year, that they cannot quit. I even have them sign something that says, I will give my Mary Kay business 1 year, and that is because when it gets tough, I don't want them to quit, and I want to bring them back to that. All right, building quickly, new consultant training. Any time that I needed a quick pick me up in my unit, needed some momentum, I would do new consultant training out of my home. New consultants, I would say, bring three guests. If it's skincare, I'd say bring someone with dry skin, normal skin, combination skin, and oily skin, and I'm going to teach you hands-on, but you have to have a guest. And so they would come in. Let's say you even have just three new consultants or two new consultants. Even if they walk through the door with two people, that's a skincare class. Then I go through marketing because they're going to earn their pearls. And all of a sudden, I've recruited one person, two people. And if you do that consistently, that's a guest event. And so you can build very quickly, excuse me. Or if you're doing glamour, bring me a brown-eyed person, a green-eyed person, a blue-eyed person, because people like specifics. To ask guests, let me bring this blue-eyed, this brown-eyed. They say, I need someone with brown eyes. If they have something specific, they will ask more. Whew, okay. All right. Teach your directors to be, or teach your red to be mini directors. Teach them to call their team members each week before the success night. Again, you're working target market key, all that in between as well. You've got your red being mini directors. Teach them to write in notes. Have them do the special training that I would have the red teach at the success night, and I would teach the red. They got my time. And I want you to think about this, that a red jacket with her voice shaking and knees shaking but having consistent great weeks is more powerful than you because they think, of course, you can do it. But that gives people hope. So put your people out front. Give them a chance to grow as a leader instead of becoming a sales director and then going, okay, now you're going to lead, as we are in a time that many sales directors meet together, which is fine. But we have to give our red a chance to grow just like we got a chance to grow. I would talk to the red that you're the heartbeat of our unit. You're very, very important in their attitude and their dress and their image and how they acted at a success night. I would tell them you carry a bucket of water and a bucket of gasoline. And if you hear negativity in our success night, that not saying anything is an agreement, that you pour water on that, that you are the heartbeat, that's what sets our unit apart, is we are positive and builders of others. We are not negative, and you are my keepers of that flame to make sure it stays positive. So teach them that they're the enthusiasm of a success night, that they clap and cheer if a meeting is dead. We haven't coached our red. We haven't coached our unit. Teach them in crow time that they have to be ready for a crow, to build that success night, so you don't feel like you're doing a song and dance up there. And when they're doing marketing, if one says family, everyone doesn't say the same thing. Teach them the thought process behind it so they can grow and build their self-confidence. We're teaching them to introduce themselves. We're teaching them to raise their voice. We're teaching them how to, you know, influx their voices. Teach them those things. So, all right, let's see, parties at leadership. I want you to know that is critical in your business, that is your legacy. That is your legacy for your current offspring, your future offspring. And I am so grateful that I can speak with integrity that I've missed very, very few. I can only think of one party that I missed at leadership. And when I talk to offspring about parties at leadership, I can speak with integrity, with passion, with commitment, and knowing the importance of it, because I looked at it as this is my legacy. This is my legacy of excellence. It doesn't begin when it becomes important to you. It begins from the beginning. So make this the leadership that you hit the parties. And then one of the last things is pass on the Mary Kay Go Give spirit. I want you to know that was something that Mary Kay did talk about in that class. I recently, my niece just joined Mary Kay, and I sent her to an adopted director in her state. And in part of the meeting, they sent the adoptees out to the car that was only for the consultants in their unit, and then the adoptees could come back in at a certain time. I about fell over. Never heard of such a thing. But, you know, I want you to know that this was a Cadillac sales director, that if you know the heart of Mary Kay, that if you know the values of our company, if you are that faith-filled woman that, you know, you're watching Mary Kay change eternity, change choices, change self-esteem, if you are a woman that says, I am called, then this is the time. This is the time to step up. Don't wait for others. Don't pass your responsibility. Raise your influence and step up to the position that you are meant to be. And in closing, I'm going to share some things. It was so fun. I just went through a bunch of the notebooks, as I told you, that I found a spiral notebook that had notes from, must have been over a six-month period, or maybe it was a leadership, I don't know, but lots of notes. But it's women that you know before they were nationals, and it was just quick nuggets. And I want you to take a look at this, and I want you to notice the vision, and I want you to notice the bar that was given and the belief that was given by these directors who are now nationals. that Joanne Barnes talked about how she went from 90 unit members to 375 unit members in 6 months. Pam Tull talked about gold medaling every single month until you have 10 consultants, key people to work with. Pam Shaw talked about make people accountable, and it said make, and it was underlined and capitalized. And she said, and don't mentor those who are not willing to be accountable. She said, use tough love to grow people because that is your belief in them. Beth Vernon said, don't seek out mentors if you're not going to do what they tell you to do. It wastes their time. Linda Tupin said, we're overeducated and underworked. Skills die from the lack of use. Mona Butters said, become a million-dollar director. Cheryl Steinman said, build five pockets around you always. Kathy Bill said, get people on target the very first month. And again, if they're not accountable, don't work with them. Gloria Mayfield said, cast vision and go to the people, build pockets, and have an affirmation tape. So I think back, and I'm so grateful for the mentors that have that have been in my life that had a high bar. And I'm going to ask you as sales directors, what are some areas that you need to raise your bar back up and be clear on so that you're not running around and doing things that aren't relevant and not working in the areas that you need to be relevant in? That I'm grateful for the mentors who held a high bar, and so grateful that today I get to say these are sister national sales directors. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to raise my bar. I don't know about you, but being a finisher and not a talker is a big deal. That being committed to the goals that you set at seminar is a big deal. So make the adjustments, believe in yourself, raise the bar, stop the excuses. It's Cadillac time. It's half million time. It's leadership party time. It's the top trip. It's NSD time. And I have no doubt that you know exactly what time it's for. So thank you, Cindy. I hope I didn't just give you guys just tons of information that you're overwhelmed.
Margaret, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good, good. Hold on.